From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Egypt's official news agency says an assailant threw a bomb into a chapel at Cairo's Coptic Orthodox Cathedral Sunday, killing at least 25 people and wounding nearly 50. There has been no claim of responsibility for the attack. A Kurdish militant group is claiming responsibility for the bombings that killed at least 38 people and wounded more than 150 in Istanbul, Turkey. The claim was made Sunday by the Kurdistan Freedom Falcons, or TAK, a group that is believed to be an offshoot of the outlawed PKK. The blasts rocked a football stadium late Saturday. A Syrian monitor says Islamic State jihadists have recaptured the city of Palmyra. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the IS retook all of Palmyra after the Syrian army withdrew from the city. IS had been expelled from the ancient city by Syrian forces amid much fanfare just 9 months ago. To the north, monitors reported heavy fighting in the southeastern districts of the city of Aleppo. A two-week offensive by the Russian-backed Syrian army and its Shiite allies has split the city's rebel-held east and has left the rebels in disarray. In other developments, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter announced the deployment of 200 more military personnel to northern Syria to help the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces in the push to capture the IS stronghold of Raqqa. The defense secretary is in Iraq for a previously unannounced visit. Ash Carter arrived Sunday in Baghdad, where he is set to talk with Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, U.S. and coalition commanders, and Iraqi leaders about plans to retake the city of Mosul. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is calling ridiculous reported conclusions by the Central Intelligence Agency that Russia interfered in last month's U.S. presidential election to boost Trump's chances of winning. Trump told Fox News nobody really knows who is responsible for the cyber attacks. In the interview, Trump praised ExxonMobil chief executive Rex Tillerson, his likely pick as the country's next Secretary of State, because of the contacts he has across the world and the oil agreements he has reached with Russia. When asked about China and Taiwan, Trump said he understands the One China policy, but doesn't think he has to honor it.
I don't know why we have to be bound by a One China policy unless we make a deal with China, having to do with other things, including trade. I mean, look, we're being hurt very badly by China with devaluation, with taxing us heavy at the borders when we don't tax them, with building a massive fortress in the middle of the South China Sea, which they shouldn't be doing, and frankly, with not helping us at all with North Korea.
Donald Trump. A truck bomb exploded outside Mogadishu's new seaport Sunday morning, killing at least 20 people and wounding dozens. The militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the blast. A top Pakistani foreign ministry official has said that some members of the terrorist Haqqani network are present in the country, but Foreign Secretary Aizaz Chowdhury says his government is not allowing any group to conduct terrorist activities in Afghanistan. He made the remarks in an interview with Pakistani television. Rescue workers searched for survivors Sunday following the collapse of a church roof in southern Nigeria. The collapse killed at least 100 people, but some reports put the death toll as high as 160. Hundreds were in the Rainer's Bible Church when the roof collapsed. The church building in the city of Uyowich was still under construction. Romanians voted Sunday in a parliamentary election a year after an anti-corruption campaign forced the last socialist prime minister from power. Exit polls indicate the corruption's tainted Social Democratic Party is likely to form a majority with smaller parties. Louisiana Republican State Treasurer John Kennedy is the winner in Saturday's Senate election. Kennedy beat Democrat Foster Campbell, a state utility regulator. The victory gives Republicans a 52-48 edge in the chamber. President-elect Donald Trump made an appearance on the campaign trail Friday for Kennedy. This is Kennedy's third attempt at winning a Senate seat. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.